Looters who stormed several local businesses and damaged police cars last summer are facing serious financial and legal consequences. That includes restitution of more than $100,000 in cases resolved so far. The judge's approach to sentencing also removed second-chance probation as an option. It's a decision that closed the door on dismissal of charges after someone's probation is completed. We spoke with Bloomington defense lawyer Jennifer Patton. She represents a college student charged in the looting incidents. Patton says a felony record can impact a person in many different ways.
First of all, when you're a convicted felon, that's something that most employers will want to know, and it obviously makes it more difficult to find employment. Also, it affects a lot of licensing. So, for instance, CNAs can't get their license if they have a felony conviction. Nurses can't get their license if they have a felony conviction. It also can affect if you are a student. A question on FAFSA is, you know, have you been convicted of felony? And so I think I'm not positive to the extent, but it either eliminates federal financial aid or at least decreases it. So it can have a lot of effect on people that are attempting even to try and lead a law-abiding and productive life and try and turn things around for themselves, there's a lot of barriers that then are put up because they won't have a lot of the same openings that a non-felon would have.
A review by WGLT of a dozen of these plea agreements approved so far shows debts averaging $100,000 for 8 of the defendants who are pretty young, ranging in age from 19 to 39. What do you make of the financial burden that's coming out of this?
So, I mean, eventually, I mean, it could be the basis to violate any probation orders that are entered. Obviously, at that point, they would have to be showing that they were willfully failing to appear and that they had the ability to pay. Unfortunately, I don't know that many of them would have the ability. At that point, the court can send that to collections, or the clerk can, and so it could affect their credit. Again, could have a lifelong effect.
What about the second chance probation program? It's generally speaking not being offered in these cases. And we know that would give people a chance to literally outlive their mistake by having that felony removed from their record if they were to successfully complete it. Does not having that put them at a big disadvantage?
It is. I mean, because I think people that had the mitigating factors prior to making the decision that were made on these nights, and they chose to, you know, participate in this looting, at the point that they are wanting to make some change to their life, I think second chance probation gives you that opportunity that you either abide by the rules and show that you are going to change your life, or if you don't, then you're back right where you started with this felony conviction. Unfortunately, I think the setback to second chance probation here would have been the restitution, because again, I don't know too many people who could pay these amounts of restitution back to these insurance companies that paid, you know, for the damage to the stores. I don't know too many people who could pay for that, whereby they're not in compliance then with probation.
In general, some people will say, well, these people went out there on those nights and they did these things and they made a decision. But another argument is that should your first mistake, and for a lot of these people it is their first felony, should that be one that impacts your life in so many different and substantial ways for years and years to come?
Well, I think there's so many things that when we have somebody that makes their first mistake, they're given a second chance and they're given the opportunity to show the court and the public that, yes, I can be a law-abiding citizen and I've learned from this mistake. And unfortunately, we're not giving these first-time offenders, the ones that are first-time offenders, we're not giving them that same opportunity.
That's Bloomington defense lawyer Jennifer Patton, who represents a college student charged in the looting incident. She spoke with Edith Brady Lenny.